In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. We are looking at Luke's Gospel, the Passion narratives, and I want to talk just a couple of minutes about the Passion of Jesus. This was not something that just happened. This was happened from all eternity, that Jesus knew when he was in heaven as the Word of God that he would submit to the crucifixion for the sake of humanity. Jesus submitted from all eternity, not only in history, but from all eternity. And he knew that we put him on that cross. Our sins put him on that cross. And Jesus forgave us, thanks be to God. And I'm just telling you, it's all about love. It's the love story of God for his people. Jesus Christ submitting to death, even death on a cross. Why? Because he loved you. Why? Because he loved me. And this happened, this submission happened from all eternity. It did not happen in the year 30 only. It happened from all eternity. Jesus knew that the only way to save us from hell was to mount the cross. And that is exactly what he did. It was done out of love. Now, what about the Father? The Father and Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, knew that this had to happen in order to make us one again with God. This had to happen for paradise to be restored. Again, Jesus submitted from all eternity, way before he became a human being, from all eternity. Jesus is betrayed and arrested. And while he still spoke, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? This was really something that hurt Jesus, the betrayal of one of his very own. The betrayal of one of his very own. This hurt Jesus. And when they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto Jesus, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer you thus far. And he touched this ear and healed the man. John tells us that his name was Malchus. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and those elders which had come to him, did you come out against the thief with sword and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour, the hour of darkness. I tell you, it's the hour of darkness. But Jesus Christ crucified made it the hour of light. He took on the darkness so that we would live in the light. And not only live in the light, but that he says, you are the light of the world. This is amazing. It's what wondrous love is this. I cannot even imagine the wondrous love that Jesus had for us. Then they took him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed from afar. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, where they sat down together, Peter sat down among them. And a certain maid beheld Peter as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with Jesus. And Peter denied him, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, You are also one of them. And Peter said, I am not. And about the space of an hour, another said confidently, affirmed, saying, Of truth, this fellow was with Jesus, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what you say. And immediately while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. You see, what does Peter do? Peter went out and wept bitterly. That is what we do when we repent. By the grace of God, if he gives us tears, we weep bitterly because we have put Jesus on the cross by our sins. But you know what? He loves us. He says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded Jesus, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote you? And many other things blasphemously spoke they against Jesus. Oh, yes. And what does Jesus do? Jesus is silent. Why? Because he's drawing humanity into his sacred heart, so that he would save us from hell. This is the reality of it all. Jesus, from all eternity, knew that this was going to happen and submitted, because he knew this would save us from hell, that we would be with him always, even until the end of time. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together, and they led Jesus to the council, saying, Are you the Messiah? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. That's something. Oh, yes, we have so many people that have had miracles, and yet they've given up Jesus. They've given up Jesus. That's the worst thing in the world that could happen to you, to give up Jesus. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. And they said, Are you then the Son of God? And he said unto them, You say that I am. And they said, What need do we have for further witness? For we ourselves have heard this from his own mouth. Let me tell you, Jesus is telling who he is. He is the Son of God, and he's going to sit at the Father's right hand. That was blasphemy, according to the Jews. But you see, Jesus didn't blaspheme. The people who were putting him to death blasphemed. But yet he forgave them as well as us. And the whole multitude of them arose and led Jesus to Pilate. And they began to accuse Jesus, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, that's a lie, saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, You say that I am. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. There was no fault in Jesus. There was no fault, but he took our fault. And on Holy Saturday we sing, O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that gained for us such a Messiah, such a Savior. O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that gained for us such a Savior. And they were the more fear, saying, He stirred up people, teaching throughout the Jewish lands, beginning from Galilee to this place. Then Pilate heard of Galilee. He asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. Why is Pilate and why is Herod in Jerusalem at the time? It was the time of the Passover, and Jerusalem swelled. So many people would come, and they had to be there, because if there were riots, they would have to calm them. So what I'm saying is Jerusalem swelled. It's like Nantucket. In the summer, it swells. In the winter, there's nobody there. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see Jesus for a long time, because he had heard about the things, the many things that Jesus did. And he hoped to have seen some miracle done by Jesus. Then he questioned with him in many words, but Jesus said nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused Jesus. Why does Jesus say nothing? He is drawing humanity unto himself to save us from hell. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. And that same day Pilate and Herod were made friends, for before they were at enmity one against the other. Lord, I want to console you as you were mocked. I want to console you. I want to tell you, even as they mocked you, that I love you. I want to tell you that even as you stood before Pilate and Herod, that I love you, that I love you. Oh, just tell the Lord that you love him. Tell the Lord that you love him, that he made a way for us through his own suffering, death, and resurrection, a way to heaven. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, You have brought this man unto me as one that perverts people, and behold, I have examined him before you, and have found no fault in this man, touching those things wherefore you have accused him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. In other words, he's not guilty of death. I will therefore chastise him, whip him, and then I will release him. For necessity he must release one person for the feast of Passover. And they cried out at once, saying, Away with this man! Release unto us Barabbas, who was a certain murderer, and he was cast into prison. So I want to tell you again, I'm Barabbas. You're Barabbas. Jesus died for us. Jesus took the rap for Barabbas. I am Barabbas. You are Barabbas. Help us to be grateful, Lord. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil has Jesus done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him, whip him, and let him go. And they were insistent with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Pilate had no backbone. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, that's Barabbas, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. This is all the plan of the Son of God as well of the Father, to save us from hell. This is from all eternity that Jesus, when he was the Word of God, he is the Word of God, said that he would go to the cross out of love for us. And as they led him away, they laid hold of one Simon of Cyrene, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, and he might bear it after Jesus. So Simon of Cyrene is a black man, probably. He's a Jew coming in for what? For the Passover. And there followed him a great company of people, of women, which also lamented him. Let's go back to Simon of Cyrene. In Mark's gospel, it says that he is the father of Alexander and Rufus. The people in Rome knew Alexander and Rufus. That means Simon of Cyrene became a Christian on the road to Calvary. You never do something for Jesus that he doesn't thank you for it. And there followed a great commotion of people, of women, who also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. And behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps that never gave suck. And they shall say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what will be done when the tree is dry? And there were also two others led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Jesus and the malefactors, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Oh yes, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that Jesus forgave us from the tree of the cross. And they parted his raiment and cast lots for it. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided Jesus, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Messiah, the chosen one of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And a superscription was also written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. And what did it say? This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged rallied on him, saying, If you are the Messiah, save yourself and save us. But the other, answering him, rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly deserve it, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing. You see, this good thief realized that Jesus was innocent. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Oh yes, remember me. And Jesus said unto him, Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the middle. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Lord Jesus, you who breathed your last, you who breathed your last, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon Mariana today, who's very sick. Have mercy on us, Jesus, by the power of your cross, by the love that you showed us on the cross. Have mercy upon us, Jesus, for we need your mercy. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph. He was a good man and just. He had not consented to the council. He was from the city of Arimathea of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre which was hewn in a stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation for the Sabbath day. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested on the Sabbath day according to the commandment. You know, you can never out-preach the cross. You can never out-preach the cross. The cross is infinite love. You can never out-preach the cross. The cross is infinite love. And we say, why did he have to die? Because he submitted himself for love of us, for love of you, for love of me. He submitted himself. And this is his love. Even on the cross, forgiving us our sins. Even on the cross, absorbing the sins of the world and the people of the world. He drew all men unto himself. We need to continue to preach the cross, because it is the power of God for salvation. We need to continue to preach the blood, which is our only hope, that blood of Jesus, which sanctifies us, which heals us, which glorifies the Father, that blood of Jesus. And you know, we live in the times when people don't preach the blood. And we need to preach the blood for people, so that people would know that that blood is our forgiveness. Catherine of Siena, when she went to confession, would say, "I'm going under the blood, going under the blood." The blood of Jesus is our salvation. The cross of Jesus is our salvation. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, is our salvation. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I would like to invite you to the Sacred Triduum at Holy Rosary on Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday, be at 7:30 in the evening. On Good Friday, 7:30 in the evening and 3 o'clock Stations of the Cross. And on Easter Saturday or Holy Saturday, 8 o'clock in the evening. Come and worship the Lord in these days which are called holy. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.